Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show which reminds you of the top story of the week, as reported on the Bugle podcast when it happened. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, one of the disappointing things about doing a topical comedy podcast on a planet like Earth, populated by a species like humans, is that sometimes we have to talk about really horrific things. In March 2017, Nish Kumar was with me as we address the latest shocking terror attack on London in issue 4022.
Top story this week, terrorists are still c***s.
Yes, that's... Well, we've had that confirmed for us here in London.
Once again.
Yes. But they cannot win. And all this is proof that they cannot win. That on this week's Bugle, we have a brown man with a beard and someone from Kent. We will not change our way of life. And I'll leave you to guess which one is which.
Well, I'm a brown man with a beard who went to school in Kent, so I'm right in the danger zone.
Surround this building now.
Andy, there was another terrorist attack this week, which I'm sure buglers are all aware of. In the immediate sort of aftermath of the attack, there's a huge amount of speculation as to where this man was from and who he was. I'll tell you who he was. He was a complete And I think everyone would just prefer it if every so often the 10 o'clock news started with Hugh Edwards saying, ladies and gentlemen, tonight a complete has done something completely shitty.
It would be nice to have that level of honesty, because it was described as an attack on our democracy, which is, I think, dignifying it with a purpose it simply does not deserve. And also, as attacks on democracy go, it was about as effective as throwing an egg at an oil tanker in protest against the concept of things floating or tennis. It wasn't an attack on our values either, as Londoners, as British people, as Europeans, as Northern Hemisphericals, as humans, or as sentient beings of the universe. It was simply, as you say, a being an idiotic, murderous for no other reason or purpose than that will be as I believe the first draft of Theresa May's speech to the House of Commons said before she toned it down.
It's been an interesting choice for her to have Tarantino punch up some of her speeches. The man's name is Khalid Massoud. He's 52 years old, and at the moment, reports are that he was formerly known as Adrian Russell Ajao and born in Kent.
It does raise a very important question, Nish, and that is:
should we blow up Kent?
Well, I was thinking more. I mean, that's a hostile reaction. I mean, that's really what the people called Adrian from Kent are wanting. That's the kind of reaction they want. I would ask: how can we stop as a nation? We have to look very seriously at how we stop people called Adrian from Kent coming to Britain. I mean, it might be provocative to suggest that, but someone is going to have to look that banana in the eye.
At the moment, certain ISIS channels or cells are claiming responsibility for the attack. And at this point, I mean, it's f***ing easy being ISIS. It's so f***ing easy. All you have to do is just kick back. Some nutcase does something absolutely insane. And you just go, yeah, that was us. And I've decided if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, just to be clear, security services listening, I mean that in a completely metaphorical sense and have no plans to join ISIS. But I am now going to start claiming credit for other comedians' work. I'm claiming credit for every single episode of The Bugle, even the ones that I wasn't in. I'm also claiming credit for John's HBO show, and I'm absolutely claiming credit for Seinfeld series 1-7. That was all me. Kumar out. I'm also claiming credit for Monique's Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Precious. That's me. I did it.
I don't like ISIS.
Whoa. I mean, steady on, Zaltzman.
Sorry.
God.
I'm just going to drop the mic on that one.
It's like being with Lenny Bruce himself.
I really don't like them. I cannot understand this. They're kind of, why are they still doing this, Nish? It doesn't make sense to me. This is a completely pointless and unwinnable fight. At my school, when we played inter-house rugby matches.
Sure.
If you went 30-0...
I'm calmly intrigued on where this is going.
If your team went 30-0 down,
yeah,
then the referee stroke teacher would just end the game.
Really?
On the grounds that it was not a fair contest. ISIS, on the current score, but I would say, are losing by about 45,000 to 12. Yeah. They've landed a couple of speculative drop goals, but in the grand scheme of things, they're... But just give up, surely. I mean, what is the f***ing point?
I don't know why anyone hasn't put it to them in those terms.
Right. Well, I am putting it to them now.
And we know they're listening.
They know the email address for this show. Hello, Buglers.
Oh, God.
Salzman taking the fight to ISIS one email at a time.
Yeah, anyway.
There's been some baffling reportage from around the world, specifically America, on events in London. There's been a lot of talk that Londoners were walking around looking confused, concerned and upset. Now, what I would say is, yes, that is true, but that is sort of how Londoners look. That's sort of just all Londoners.
The only time we have not looked confused... So what was the other one? Confused, upset?
Upset and concerned.
Concerned. The only time that has not been the case was during the London Olympics.
Yeah, that was the only time. Yeah, that was absolutely the only time. The reason everyone looks depressed is because their rent is so high. I mean, you'd walk around looking concerned too if you were paying £1,000 a month for a box room out the back of a kebab shop. And also, the other thing is that as much as Londoners, are always very concerned about the constant threat of terrorism, that's something that we just live with, we are also more concerned about how we're going to get home of an evening. And if you really want to scare Londoners, terrorist attack are not the words to use. The words to use are rail replacement service. That is really how you scare the people of the city. And I guarantee you that most of Londoners, when they saw that news, will have not thought, oh my God, our city is under siege. They will have thought, let me go on the Transport for London website and see how I'm going to get home tonight.
Katie Hopkins, the...
God.
Not really a journalist, seems...
Professional arsehole?
Okay, we'll go with that. The PA. I never knew that's what it stood for.
Yeah. Anyway,
she, as is her wont, squeezed some lemon into the bleeding eyeball of this tragedy with a tweet saying, Sadiq Khan, addressing the London Mayor Sadiq Khan, if you are penning some naff missive about a proud city standing together, united by shared values, think again, son. Now, sure enough, Sadiq Khan did, shortly after that, issue a message along those lines. I mean, naff, well, I mean, it's hard to be original in that. I mean, for example, I mean, Churchill with his hackneyed old we shall never surrender shtick. Boring, Winston, boring. Heard it. I do not want originality. I'm happy with naff and derivative exactly. In a message like that from a mayor or the prime minister. Or I was not thinking, as a Londoner, right, I hope the mayor gets a bit creative on this one. I want something wacky and off the wall, something completely unexpected, like a song about a duck playing tennis on the moon. That was a depressing aspect.
Very dispiriting.
Of it.
Very dispiriting that Katie Hopkins and Nigel Farage saw a terrorist attack happen, saw people, certainly at that point it was clearly established very quickly that people had died, and they did what any good patriot would do. They immediately gave an interview to Fox News. That's what all patriots do, Andy. That's what Churchill would have done. Very few people know that the We Will Fight Them on the Beaches speech was originally an interview with Sean Hannity.
Tommy Robinson.
Now he is a...
He's the ex-leader of the shit-brained, far-right, headed, sold English Defence League.
I believe that is their full title, yes.
He hurried to the actual scene of the tragedy to squirt his bile. That's an odd thing to do as well, isn't it?
Yeah, very odd to see a terrorist incident and think,
I better get there.
Get the flip cam.
I better get there and be a real
exactly. Tommy Robinson, who has, especially because there were so many incredible stories coming out of people rushing in to help out with the attack, including Conservative MP Tobias Elwood, who performed CPR and worked hard to save the life of the police officer who unfortunately died. The fact that there were all these positive stories, and in amongst all of that, you have to deal with Tommy Robinson and his own personal brand of arseholery running in, not to help, but to shout about immigration. It's just fucking ridiculous. As a Londoner, let me just say this. F*** you, ISIS. F*** you, Katie Hopkins. And go f*** yourself, Toby Robinson, you enormous cunt.
To be fair, Katie Hopkins was accused in one article I read of hating London. I think that's a bit unfair. I think she just hates the universe. Yeah, I don't think we should single out London for
it. It is baffling for people who bang on about how much they hate ISIS. Given that we know one of the stated aims of that organisation / repository for is to drive a wedge between, you know, ordinary Muslims and the countries that they're living in. Why, if you hate ISIS so much, are you then directly contributing to that? And what I would say is Katie Hopkins in ISIS? That is the question we must now ask.
Well, she has never explicitly denied it.
This is a Bugle exclusive.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. Do go and tell a friend about this show and or leave a review or nice comment somewhere useful online, or if you feel that way otherwise, to try and help more people listen to this show.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.